from the wind blows puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Well, you know how we like to shake things up every now and then on Abandoned Manitoba, and today we're doing something we've touched upon before, buildings in limbo. And Gordon Goldsborough joins us now from the Manitoba Historical Society. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadja.
Now remind us of the clue from last week.
Well, I said we were going to consider a 9-story office tower in Winnipeg that was built by a man involved in the making of bread, ice cream, and candy.
Delicious. Which building are we discussing?
Well, the one we're talking about is in fact called the Boyd Building, sometimes also called the Boyd Medical Center. It's pretty prominent. You know, it's located right on Portage Avenue, immediately west of Manitoba Hydro's new office tower. And in fact, I was alerted to its limbo status by a Hydro employee who actually looked out their office window onto what to them looked like an empty building, and they asked me to investigate. So that's what I did.
You're like the Ghostbusters of abandoned buildings. Or buildings in limbo in this case.
Yeah.
Now, why is it called the Boyd Building?
It's named for its builder, a fellow named William J. Boyd. He was one of the early sort of entrepreneurs in Winnipeg. He came here 1885, and maybe significantly, he opened a candy retail store on Main Street. He sold candy to the public. And his business apparently thrived. He began acquiring other companies. And interestingly, he started to diversify. He got into bread, for example. So by the early 20th century, he was one of Winnipeg's biggest suppliers of baked goods and bread. But I guess it's just his love was in candy. So in 1912, he sold the entire bread business, and apparently he made a heck of a lot of money. And therefore, he used that money in two ways. So the first way he used his money was he established something called the Boyd Candy Company. Basically, it was a wholesale candy company. He made candy, and he built a 5-story candy factory at the northwest corner of Portage Avenue and Spence Street. Now, I was curious to know, like, what kind of products did he make? Well, of course, you know, today you see all the candy products out there, and I always wonder, why are they called what they are? You know, like, what causes O. Henry to be called O. Henry? So I wanted to find out, what kind of candy bars did he make? Well, I found a list of them from the early 1930s. Let me see if there's any here that you recognize. Zero. No?
Dorton? No. I'm not going to win in this game, just so you know. Okay.
How about this one? Chicken dinner.
What?
A candy bar named Chicken Dinner. Milkshake, Pie Face, or Fat Emma.
Don't know if you could get away with that these days.
Oh, no. Oh, well, anyway, apparently his candy business was successful. And in fact, he operated it right till about 1935. His son carried it on into the 1950s. Unfortunately, in February of 1951, they suffered a disastrous fire. The building was basically destroyed. And as a result, they had to build a new building on the site. Well, that new building is still here today. It's the building you and I are sitting in right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So the Boyd Candy Building became the CBC Building.
I had no idea about that. So we're basically talking about the Willy Wonka of Winnipeg.
That's a good way to put it, right?
You're welcome. Okay, so 1912 was a very significant year to him.
Yes, it was. And there was a second way in which it was significant, because in addition to starting the candy company, he also built the 9-story Boyd Building, the one right next to the Hydro Building. And in fact, it marked the western boundary of the downtown business district. So if you were driving on Portage Avenue heading to downtown Winnipeg, the first sort of big building you would see would be the Boyd Building. You know, today, probably, well, there's lots of big buildings, but the sort of the one that anchors the downtown would be the Hudson's Bay Company store. And that, it wasn't built in 1925. So from 1912 to the 1920s, if you were heading downtown, the Boyd Building was your sort of clue that you were getting there.
What did it look like?
Well, the thing that's interesting about it is that it was one of Winnipeg's earliest skyscrapers. Now, built in 1912, you think, oh, there must have been skyscrapers long before that. Well, no, it turns out the very first skyscraper here in Winnipeg was built in 1904. It's what we call today the Royal Bank Building. It's on Main Street, just a little south of the City Hall. That was the first one, 1904. Just 8 years later, Boyd builds his. And so the premise of it is there's a steel skeleton inside the building with sort of a thin shell on the outside. I mean, that was very different than the buildings before that. They were all built in big, heavy stone walls so that they could support themselves. Well, now that you had a steel skeleton inside, you could go as high as you want. And that's why you can then get 9-story buildings. But this was one of the very first. And to ornament it, because they were still into the ornamentation, the exterior of this steel skeleton was covered in very elaborately sculpted ceramic panels of something we call terracotta. Now, we don't tend to use this very much anymore in buildings, and it's too bad because it's really a beautiful material. But fortunately for us here in Winnipeg, we have many beautiful examples of terracotta buildings downtown, and I think the Boyd Building is certainly one of the most attractive right on Portage Avenue. So the main floor was retail space, you know, right on the street level. And then the rest of the building was offices, and there were two very elaborate elevators that would convey you up to those offices.
So that's a sense of the building. What exactly was it used for?
Well, the main level, the street level, was used as retail space. And for over 50 years, there was sort of an anchor. It was a women's clothing store. And then after it closed in the early 1970s, later it was an office supply store that kind of filled that whole space. But the majority of the space in the building, the, what really defined the character of the Boyd Building, was that the upper floors were taken up by professional offices. The vast majority of them were dentists, doctors, and other things sort of connected to the medical profession. So, for example, there were medical laboratories, x-ray clinics, libraries. Well, in fact, the administrative offices for the Manitoba Medical Association was in the Boyd Building. So very definite medical connection. But there was hosts of other services as well. Well, in fact, there's a sign still on the outside of the building. It lists some of the other sort of medical services: chiropractic, denture manufacturing, optometry, laser hair growth services, massage therapy, and acupuncture. But then there was artists, there were dance teachers, architects, real estate agents. It was just filled with, you know, all of these professional services that Winnipeggers would come to.
So what happened to the building?
Well, I think probably simply that the city grew, you know, other buildings that maybe were more attractive to modern sensibilities, you know, they just had more modern amenities, you know, they maybe had bigger glass windows so you get a beautiful view. So I think just gradually it just, well, in fact, by the 1990s, I'm told that only half the building was occupied. It was actually only half of the space was being used. And it's simply that's, I think, what led to its gradual decline. It's just people moved to other buildings that were just seen as better.
Such a contrast to when it was completely kind of bustling. Now, yeah. I understand the building was later sold to some rather colorful owners.
Oh, yeah. So I wasn't able to determine the entire record of ownership. I would have to do a little more digging than I had time to do. But I did come across a sale that took place in late 2008. So, you know, a little over 10 years ago, a group of four local men bought the building, and it included a couple of guys that I think are interesting. One, he had multiple convictions for drug trafficking, for money laundering, for assault, for obstructing justice. He had ties to two local outlaw biker gangs. He died under curious circumstances in late 2013. So he alone was a little interesting. But the other major owner is the proprietor of a fairly well-known local construction firm that has since become embroiled in an investigation of possible corruption surrounding its work on the new Winnipeg police headquarters here in downtown Winnipeg. So at least two of the owners, a little sketchy. And this last fellow, the guy, the building contractor, as far as I can determine, he is still the major owner of the Boyd Building.
What's the present state of the Boyd Building?
Well, the main floor remains in use. I guess this is why I would call it a building in limbo, because it's not completely empty. The main floor has a medical clinic and a pharmacy. But I went in there a few months back just to investigate, and a security guard is sitting right in the foyer, and he very quickly determined that I was not going to the clinic or the pharmacy, and so he wanted me out. And so I asked him, just like, what's going on? What's happening in the upper eight levels? He says, nope, they're all empty. The last of the commercial tenants apparently moved out in December of 2017. So nearly 2 years ago. The rest of the building has been empty for almost 2 years. And there, I came across a newspaper story back in 2017 that said that the owner did plan to redevelop it as residential space. He was going to develop apartments and condos, but that was at the time, and nothing really has happened.
What sort of changes do you think can be made to it?
Well, there's the rub. Because of its significance historically, the Boyd Building has been designated as a municipal heritage building. In fact, it was one of the very first to receive heritage designation back in November of 1981. And this basically protects it from being demolished. So you can't tear it down entirely. It also means that if you want to make extensive renovations, you have to consult with the city's heritage staff. And so you just can't go in and start knocking out walls whenever you feel like. You know, they have to maintain some of the heritage character. But, you know, to be honest, I don't think the requirement for consultation is what's holding up the redevelopment plans here, you know, almost 2 years later. The company's owner has been in the news quite a lot over his, let's say, his legal woes. And so I think probably just he's been focusing on other things other than the Boyd building. So nothing's happening. I would therefore consider this to be truly a building in limbo.
There's always a sliver of hope when it comes to buildings in limbo.
I sure hope so. It's a gorgeous building. It really deserves to live on.
Thank you so much for this background, Gordon, as always. Now, what's the clue for next week?
Well, our story next week is going to be set in Brandon, and it has to do with wagon loads of honey, but not the kind produced by bees.
Gordon, thank you so much.
See you next week.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.